Well, there's never been a suspicion of treason. Overzealousness, misinterpretation of orders allowing him more leeway, but nothing to harm the Familius.
Adding to the mess at Patchcock harmed the Familius. There's more than one way to cause trouble.
I hadn't thought of that.
Harris grinned to herself. She had begun to wonder if the man was a genius at everything.
We're one of the logical places for the Benignity to strike. You're sure there was a watcher out there when we took that raider? And he called them the Black Scratch.
So? Everyone knows that nickname.
Everybody knows it, but... Think, Steban. Did you ever hear Arash use it during a briefing? I know I never did. It's slang, and this may be war.
Now that you mention it, no. Commander Levati always said the Benignity, or the Compassionate Hand.
And Kutsudis, for the first time, referred to Levati by his rank, not his position as captain. Interesting.
You think he's turned?
I think... Yes, I do. And I have no proof and no one to tell, not within any range that would help.
Does he know what you think?
No, he shouldn't. I played stupid for all I was worth. Accepted his judgment that the raider was almost harmless. He knew about the mismatched drive hull fit, too, which none of us told him.
That counts. He couldn't have found out about that any other way, unless it was in your report to Sector HQ.
No, it wasn't. They had no need, and I suppose I was looking for something like this. If this is what I think. It all boils down to data. His, ours, if any of it's trustworthy. How much of it's compromised. If he knows who you are, what you are, then we're in even worse trouble.
Harris was working her way through routine reports when Kutsudis called her to the bridge again.
Captain, you must hear this. It's what Garavay and his senior officers have said.
Harris touched the control. Amazing sound quality. She still wished she knew how Kutsudis did what he did.
It will work. That Serrano bitch doesn't know anything. She's negligible.
A Serrano? Negligible?
Harris wanted to smash all Garavay's teeth down his fleshy throat. As they talked on, their plan appeared much as she had expected. The Benignity ships would arrive to find a blown station and helpless planet. Garavay would exit to another place to do much the same thing. Where else? Rotterdam. Cecilia's friends, that lovely place she had wanted to revisit.
Not likely.
Kutsudis stared. Harris looked at the others.
We have to stop them.
Stop them? What? Garavay or the invasion?
Both, ideally. Garavay first, of course.
How? We couldn't breach his shield if we put everything we have into his flank sitting next to him in dock.
Actually, we might. Of course, his return would vaporize us and the station.
There's nothing in this system that can take Garavay's ships, except wits.
Wits? You're planning to trick him out of his ships? How? At the gambling table, perhaps?
No. I'm not going to gamble with his notions of honor. We will have to capture his ships, and since frontal assault won't do, it will take wits.
You're planning to walk onto his ships and just take over? Just say, please, Commodore, I think you're a traitor and I'm taking over?
Something like that.
And you expect him to agree?
I expect him to die. He's not going to surrender and risk court-martial, neither he nor his fellow captains. The only way to get those ships is by coup de main. And then, great good luck in the Serrano name.
I was going to mention that most crews don't take kindly to someone murdering the captain and taking over. Just a thought.
You do realize the legal side of what you're doing?
Yes. I'm proposing treasonous piracy, if you look at it that way, and some people will. A civilian stealing not one, but three RSS combat vessels in what will be a time of war.
You won't get all three. One, maybe. Two, if you're very lucky, not all three.
That may be. I will certainly try to get all three, because if I don't, I may have to destroy one.
Harris had faced that in her mind. She could not leave a ship committed to helping the Benignity invasion to run loose in this system.
If you're wrong about any of it, you'll have no alternatives. If the Benignity doesn't invade through here, if Garavay is just a detestable bully, but not a traitor, if you're not able to get the ships...
Then I'm dead. I've thought of that. It means you're dead as well, which is bothersome.
Oh, it's not that, Captain. I, for one, wouldn't miss this for anything, and it's a novel way to die, after all. Trying to steal one of our own ships for a good cause, more fun than jumping that yacht out of near space.
If you try it and aren't killed, you'll be an outlaw. You can't stay in familiar space.
Harris stared at him. He did not look down.
Petrus, if you think I can't do it, say so. If you think I shouldn't do it, if you think I'm working with bad data or logic, say so. But trust that I can do elementary risk analysis, will you?
I know you can. But I also know how much you want to set foot on a cruiser bridge again. Have you factored that into your analysis?
Yes. Petrus, I do miss, have missed that command. You're right about that, and it is a factor. But I'm not about to risk our lives and the lives of everyone in this system, crews and landborne alike, to satisfy my whims. There's something I haven't shared with you.
Before anyone could comment, she flicked on the cube reader. She had already selected the passage. Her Aunt Vida's face, an older version of her own Serrano features, stared out at them.
I have complete confidence in your judgment, in any difficulty. You may depend upon my support for any action you find necessary to preserve the honor and safety of the Familius Regnant in these troubled times.
I don't think my Aunt Admiral anticipated pirating fleet warships, but it gives me a shred of legitimacy, and I intend to weave that into something more than a tissue of lies.
How? Not that I don't believe you, and not that I'm opposed, but how?
In the pause that followed, Harris tried to work out why Petrus was being so antagonistic.
What it really is, Captain, is that we never had a chance to be this close while you were planning before. We enjoyed the result, but we never got to see the process.
All right, Oblo, you're partly right. It still seems impossible to me that she's going to take over three warships all by herself. Well, we'll help, but it's not much. The pea shooters we have on this thing wouldn't hurt those ships, and they'd blow us away before we could get a shot off anyway. There's no way to sneak aboard, and even if we could, I don't see how the four of us could seize control of the ship against resistance. She can't just stroll over and say, "Oh, by the way, Garavay, I'll be the new captain as of today."
The delay had given Harris time to come up with the outline of a plan.
Like this. You're half right, Petrus. We're going to walk in peacefully, invited guests.
They'll scan us for weapons.
What is the most dangerous weapon in the universe?
They all grinned and repeated the gesture with which generations of basic instructors had taunted their recruits.
That's right. What's between your ears can't be scanned, and you're all exceptional unarmed fighters.
So we stroll in for afternoon tea or whatever?
Properly meek and mild, yes.
Harris batted her eyelashes.
Begging the captain's pardon, but if you did that to me, I'd think you were having a seizure.
And then we jump Garavay and kill him? It's going to take all of us, and what, no one's going to notice?
Petrus, for a bloodthirsty pirate, you're being ridiculously cautious. No, we're going to walk into as many of the traitors as we can find gathered with Garavay. Kutsudis' ongoing sound tap will help us there, and kill all of them. You notice that they like to gather and gab. Kutsudis has them on three separate occasions already. I'd like to take out all three ship captains, but I doubt we'll find them all together. Four or five traitorous officers, though, will reduce the resistance we face. Admiral Serrano's reputation will do the rest. Or not, as the case may be.
Everyone knows you're not in fleet anymore.
Yes, officially. But suppose the whole thing was a feint? Suppose I'm on special assignment?
They stared at her, this time shocked into silence.
You're not, really, are you?
See? If you can think that, even for a moment, after what we've been through, then it can work.
Janice continued to stare at her with an expression blank of all emotion.
But seriously, you didn't resign because your aunt...
No! I resigned, stupidly, I now admit, for the reasons I told you and without hearing a word from my sainted aunt. But if she had intended something like this, no one would know. It is plausible, just with the Serrano reputation. And it's our chance. A slim one, but a chance.
I've seen fatter chances die of starvation. One thing about it, Harris, Captain, it's never dull shipping with Serranos.
So now for the details. It's tricky enough, so we'll have rehearsals, and hope we're not still rehearsing when the Benignity arrives.